Hare Krishna. Okay, here we are in Vrindavan. Bhakta Anton is asking, in your seminar on Guru Tattva, you said the devotee must go get diksha from a guru whose shiksha is most important from him. What should I do? The guru from whom I get shiksha doesn't accept disciples from the country I live in, or doesn't accept disciples at all. Yes, that's the general principle that Srila Prabhupada mentions, because the essence of guru-disciple relationship is based on shiksha. Diksha is also important. Receiving the mantra is also important. But if for practical reasons someone can't accept someone as diksha guru, who one usually gets shiksha from, then by the guidance of that shiksha guru and other Vaishnavas, he can accept diksha from someone else. And if one has a shiksha guru who doesn't give diksha, then it seems like there's no problem in continuing to take shiksha from him. And in that way, the relationship continues. Just like I was listening to tape, 1977, some gentleman is coming from New York to take initiation from Srila Prabhupada because Prabhupada's health is not so good. Not so good, it's very bad. So Srila Prabhupada says, not a good thing for me to give initiation in this condition. So he says that the person should take initiation from Jayapataka Maharaj. So very practical consideration. And we see that that was something that Srila Prabhupada himself also employed. When he also selected devotees to give diksha, he also mentioned those who are nearest, those devotees who are in the nearest geographic area, they would naturally be the diksha gurus. That's not something that necessarily happens now in ISKCON. And another question is from Rishabhanu, who says in Jayavadharma, it says, only Vaishnavas who utter Sudanam are worthy of service. How do we understand this in everyday Vaishnava dealings when we are serving other devotees? And what are the qualities or symptoms of Sudanam? Well, it means that only Vaishnavas who utter Sudanam are worthy of a certain type of service, and that's a type of service, worship service. This is in context of Rupa Goswami's Krishnaitya Sagrita Manasadita, in that he explains that different types of devotees should be served in different ways. Kanishtha Adhikari should be worshipped within the mind, or you should offer respect within the mind, but you should assist that person. You should give him guidance, prema, as in the Bhagavatam says. The equals, Madhyama Adhikari, Maitri, friendship, one should have a friendly relationship with them, and prema maiti, and those who are advanced in spiritual life, then Rupa Goswami says one should worship with full love and devotion and offer everything one has to those people. In other words, you worship them as equivalent as you worship one's spiritual master. One serves them that way. So we're servants of everyone. We're servants of non-devotees, but different types of service in different ways. And for the person who is the Uttama Adhikari, the person who's chanting Sudanam, then we serve him in the way that one would serve the spiritual master. How do we know that someone is chanting Sudanam? Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out the Uttama Adhikari as someone that when he's chanting the holy name, then he can get the whole world to chant the holy name. Whereas a Kanishtha Adhikari just barely chants the holy name, and a Madhyam Adhikari is regularly chanting the holy name, but is not necessarily inspiring others to do the same. But someone who has Sudanam, when you hear the sound vibration of Krishna's pure holy name, unfettered by any type of material attachment, then that makes others take up the chanting themselves. They automatically begin to chant. Hare Krishna. Here we are in Vrindavan. First morning, we'll go out on a little parikrama, see Krishna Balaram Mandir and so on, and get a little acclimatized to the quite cold nights and mornings and very pleasant days. Hare Krishna.